Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 46, God is the Love in which I forgive. Forgiveness in this world can feel like one of the most impossible things to do. You know, perhaps you have someone in your life that has done something so extraordinary and unthinkable that it feels as though you are being punished for something you did not do. When these situations arise, what we are asked to remember is that this other person is showing us a mirror of what it is that we think we are on the inside. This is hard to fathom until you begin to meet the part of your mind that has this great attention to what is not true. When we look out at other people, we quickly begin to project our own sense of guilt and unworthiness and sadness onto the other person. And now the other person mirrors back to us this idea that we should be punished, persecuted, and judged for that guilt. Today, whatever is going on in front of you, you can make another choice. And the choice is to forgive. Now, forgiveness does not mean I forgive you because I condone what you are doing. Forgiveness does not mean that you are letting someone off for doing the unthinkable, most awful thing. Forgiveness is offered from a place of truth in your mind, and it is offered because the other person cannot and has never altered you. If you can tug on the truth of this, just borrow it for today. It will release you from hell. I cannot overemphasize this. I have gone through this myself, and it's one of the hardest things I ever did. But I will tell you this, that when you offer forgiveness instead of fear and judgment, then this is the beginning of the undoing of the hell that you are experiencing right now. Whatever the form is, for some it might be very dark and vicious, unthinkable, and for others it might be just a mildly annoying sense of never feeling happy. Today we accept God is the love in which we forgive. We don't even have to know where our own love is or where our own forgiveness is. Today we are simply looking at what we see and we are questioning it. Instead of questioning God and wondering where God is, let's question what we see. If it is not about peace and happiness and joy, it is not about the truth. And that means you have a misperception. And if you will leave a space today for that misperception and that judgment to be healed and corrected for you, this is where you are leaving a space for heaven to return to your mind. This is a very important step. In the Course, it calls it your salvation. That forgiveness is the means for salvation. Salvation means a place of remembering who you are in truth, so that you can get on with the happiness that is God's will for you. Today we make that space together. And if you don't feel up to it, borrow my certainty today. Borrow the certainty of the Holy Spirit. Borrow the certainty of God itself. You are entitled to happiness, but you must give happiness a home within your mind. God is the love in which I forgive.